Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A soldier with New England roots will receive the Medal of Honor at the White House this afternoon. 28-year-old Army Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts was born in Lowell and grew up in Mount Vernon, New Hampshire. He joined the Army in 2003 and now lives in Nashua. WBUR's Alex Ashlock has his story.
Ryan Pitts is being honored for his actions in the Battle of Wannat in eastern Afghanistan on July 13, 2008. The battle started just after 4 a.m. when hundreds of Taliban fighters attacked Outpost Topside, which Sergeant Pitts and his fellow soldiers were building in Wagal Valley near the border with Pakistan.
Initially, the fight opened up with a barrage of machine gun fire coming from the north.
Earlier this month, Sergeant Pitts described the battle at the outpost, otherwise known as the OP, during an interview with WBUR's Here and Now.
Seconds, moments after that, there was a volley of RPGs, rocket-propelled grenades, and hand grenades that came into the OP, wounding myself, wounded Specialist Tyler Stafford, Sergeant Matt Gobble, and in those first few volleys, Specialist Gunners Willing and Specialist Matthew Phillips were killed.
Eventually, 9 Americans would die in this battle. More than 24 were wounded. Sergeant Pitts was so badly wounded, he needed a tourniquet, but he kept firing a machine gun at the enemy.
You know, it kind of went to just have to keep on fighting. And we needed it, and everybody needed to do their part, and that's all I tried to do.
Peppered with shrapnel, Pitts was also lobbing grenades, and he got on the radio and directed fire at the Taliban fighters who were trying to overrun Outpost Topside. Other soldiers finally reached his position, and he stayed on the radio, helping to direct Apache helicopters as they arrived to repel the attackers. He's credited with turning the tide of the battle. After fighting for more than 90 minutes, Pitts was evacuated with the other wounded men. He's now medically retired from the Army, lives in Nashua, and works for a software company. While his actions have been praised universally, some of the families of the men who were killed have complained that the battle should have never happened. They say the mission to build Outpost Topside was not well planned by commanding officers, that the soldiers didn't have enough supplies, especially water. There have been several investigations into what happened that day, but in the end, the official Army history of the Battle of Wannat absolved the top commanders who oversaw the mission and placed the blame instead mainly on the soldiers who actually fought in the battle. Greg Jaffe is a Washington Post reporter who has written extensively about the Battle of Wannat.
It's 180 degrees different from the earlier history, and I think it sort of reflects this growing consensus in the Army that we can't be in the business of second-guessing commanders for battlefield decisions, particularly those made under pressure.
Despite the controversy, there are no questions about what Ryan Pitts did on July 13, 2008. His commanding officers say his actions were decisive and saved lives. But initially, Pitts was not happy to be singled out.
Didn't really feel like I deserved it, but time has allowed me to process it, and this was a team effort. It belongs to every man there that day, and I'll accept it on behalf of the team. It's not mine.
Members of the team who survived the Battle of Wannat will be at the White House today to see Ryan Pitts receive the Medal of Honor. He says he's glad they'll be there with him, but he will also be thinking about the 9 men who won't.
Corporal Matthew Phillips, Corporal Gunners Willing, Lieutenant Jonathan Brostrom, Corporal Jason Hovader, Corporal Pruitt Rainey, Corporal Jonathan Ayers, Corporal Jason Bogar, Sergeant Israel Garcia, and Specialist Sergio Abad. I think about those guys, what they did, all the other guys that were wounded, everything that we did every day. And I appreciate what they did for us, allowing the rest of us to come home.
Ryan Pitts will be the 9th living recipient of the Medal of Honor from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. 7 men have been honored posthumously for their actions in those conflicts. As for those soldiers who died in the Battle of Wannat, Ryan Pitts recited their names from memory. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Alex Ashlock.